Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. The first known Berlin coronavirus patient is now being treated in an isolation ward at the Virchow Clinic of the Charité Hospital, as stated by Health Senator Dilek Kelechi of the SPD yesterday. She said that the man initially came to the emergency room with untypical symptoms, but because the Charité combines influenza testing with coronavirus testing, the infection had been detected. Charité board member Ulrich Frey remarked, quote, "Without this internal regulation to conduct a parallel test, the patient would probably still be at home unrecognized." While as of yesterday it was not known how the man became infected with the virus, he does have a connection to North Rhine-Westphalia, where there are currently known cases of the virus. The man's parents lived there and had visited him recently. According to Kelechi, 60 people who were in contact with the man have been identified, and as of yesterday, they still must be tested and investigated. Frey also remarked that this positive case put the emergency department out of action for 24 hours. For this reason, a separate area, a small building with several examination facilities, and a tent with a waiting area for suspected coronavirus cases outside of the actual emergency ward is to be set up at the clinicum starting this morning at 8 a.m. This should also reduce the number of emergency admissions. In the future, several such central contact points for suspected cases are to be set up. There are already models of this in other German hospitals. Both Kelechi and the medical officer Dr. Lukas Marajda are appealing to all Berliners and said if you feel ill, you should stay at home. Further steps, such as a possible coronavirus test, could then be discussed with your family doctor by telephone. But first and foremost, it is important not to infect other people. In Germany, more than 130 infections have been reported as of Monday midday. Most infected persons have mild cold symptoms with chills and a sore throat or no symptoms at all. According to the Robert Koch Institute, 15 out of 100 infected people fall seriously ill and may experience respiratory problems or pneumonia. According to current figures, 1 to 2% of those infected perish from the virus, which is far more than with the flu. Berlin Briefing will continue to update you on COVID-19 coronavirus information in our normal morning report as details become available. A taxi driver protest is likely to lead to traffic jams in the western part of Berlin this afternoon. And moreover, considerable obstructions are also possible on the access road to Tegel Airport. According to a spokeswoman for the assembly authorities, approximately 600 drivers are planning to take their vehicles from the Olympic Stadium in Charlottenburg to Sattwinkler Dam starting at 12 noon, and the action is supposed to end at 3. In the dispute over the occupied house at Riegauerstrasse 94 in Friedrichshain, which has lasted for years, the Senate has failed to clarify the ownership situation. According to Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel on Monday, a meeting in September with an owner's representative and his lawyer did not change anything. Geisel had met with the man and his lawyer on September 13th of 2019. Geisel reported that the man had not been able to clarify the ownership structure of the investment company that owns the building. He did not give his name and, like his lawyer, had announced evidence, but it was not provided. Geisel remarked, quote, "Since then, silence." At the end of August 2019, Geisel's interviewee, whom the radio station RBB introduced as the owner of the house, had made serious accusations against the Senate in the Abendschau, stating, quote, "We ask the police for help, we ask the district office for help, and are actually let down by them." According to RBB, because he fears for his safety in view of the violent left-wing autonomists among the residents, the man did not want his name to be used. For many years, masked left-wing extremists have repeatedly attacked police officers in the vicinity of Riegauerstrasse, throwing stones, paint, and damaging vehicles. The initiative Schule in Not, or School in Need, has obtained the necessary signatures in Neukölln for the citizens' petition for clean schools. Initiator Philip Dene reported that the district office has counted more than 7,500 valid signatures, and about 7,000 are necessary, adding, quote, It is now up to the district council to take over the demands of the initiative, which is that the cleaning staff again be employed directly by the district and have more time for their work. If the request does not meet with approval, the procedure will move to the second stage, and, according to Dene, a citizen's decision will be made on June 22nd at the latest. The initiative is also active in other districts. In Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, for example, a decision has already been made to re-municipalize school cleaning services. In Mitte, too, one can now sign the initiative for clean schools. According to the campaign, the background to this are complaints from parents, pupils, teachers, cleaning staff, and janitors about poor hygiene and poor working conditions. Per the initiative, some school children are said to avoid drinking during the school day so they can avoid using the bathrooms. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de or hear us on Spotify, on bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.